Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Ms. Crystal Smith. We're talking about fasting. And so far, Crystal, it is about a team effort because you're letting us know from the passages that you've chosen that we fast for ourselves, but we also fast for others, even in Esther's case. Mm-hmm. She was definitely fasting for herself, but she was fasting also for all of the Israelites whose lives could have been terminated had this not turned out right.
Yes. And I believe we all have a purpose. God has given each and every one of us a purpose. And it's important that we seek God at the beginning of the year to determine what is my purpose? What is my destiny? What are my gifts? So one of the reasons that I was excited to discuss fasting today in January, because it's important that you cover your year the right way, and that you start off the right way, and that you also write the vision that you have for your life. Every year at the beginning of the year, I always write down my goals for the year, what I'm praying for God to do, and I type it up to show God this is something that I'm serious about. And I pick a scripture for my personal life for the year, and I give it to God. And fasting is so powerful because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 17, verses 14 through 21, he talks about how there are some things that can only come about through prayer and fasting. And for our listeners, that's Matthew chapter 17. And if you start at verse 14, the Bible shows us that there was an instance when a man came kneeling down to Jesus and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oftentimes into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him." And if you skip on down to verse 20, Jesus said, "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you." And this is the key, verse 21, what we're talking about today. "Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting." There are some things that require you to go to another level in your relationship with God. We all may believe that we should go to church, read your Bible, pray. But sometimes some things require a little more effort. Even if you look at Cain and Abel in the New Testament, Cain had a sacrifice and Abel had a sacrifice. But God was not pleased with Cain's sacrifice because God could see that it was not much of a sacrifice for him. But he could see that Abel's sacrifice meant so much more. God knows when you are truly sacrificing. That's why I always tell people, you know, a fast for this person may not be a fast for someone else. Like for me, it's not really a fast to give up television because I don't watch television. I really don't watch much TV at all. So I don't really have to fast TV because I don't really watch TV anyway. But to give up lemonade, I love lemonade. And so that is a sacrifice for me. And everyone knows, you know what's a sacrifice for you. Some people have to give up social media because that's something that they do all the time. So we see here in this example that Jesus himself said some things come not out but by prayer and fasting.
Prayer and fasting. Do you think, Crystal, that sometimes it's a challenge too for people to spend the time and the energy? And when I say energy now, I'm thinking of passion that it takes to really connect with God through prayer, even apart from the fasting part, because you're sharing how these two can come together to help us in our times of need. But looking for a minute just at the prayer, do you think that that is a challenge as well for some people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one thing that we must understand about prayer is that there is no wrong way to pray. Many times if we go to church, we may hear preachers or ministers praying these beautiful, eloquent prayers and using these fancy words and thou and henceforth and forevermore. Sometimes the only thing you can say is, help me, God. Yes. Sometimes the only thing you can say is, Jesus. I have been in points in my life where I have been at such a low point where all I could do is say, Jesus, help me, or God, help me. Mm-hmm. There are times when I have to tell God, I don't even know what to pray for. I don't even know what to ask you. All I know is that you are real. And I believe that you hear me. I've messed up so many times. I've made so many mistakes. But God, here I am again. Yeah. It's me again. And I need you. That you don't have. God just wants you to be real with him. Because he knows everything you're going through. Mm-hmm. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your struggles. He knows your limitations, your mistakes. And he just wants you to call on him. So it is difficult for some people to put forth the energy and the consistency in having a consistent prayer life. But the recommendation that I always give people is, you know, you may have to just talk to God while you're doing laundry. While you're doing laundry, while you're folding clothes, just talk to God. While you're washing dishes, talk to God. While you're driving to work, talk to him. He just wants you to talk to him. He just wants to develop a relationship with him. That's what God wants more than anything. And when it comes to fasting, God is not looking for perfection. So if you determine to go on a 21-day fast or to fast for the month of January, if you mess up, it's okay. It is okay if you mess up. God is not standing there with a whip just ready to destroy you or strike you with lightning if you mess up. That does not mean that he's not going to answer your prayers. God sees your heart and your effort, like you were talking about earlier, and he's never looking for perfection. He always looks for progression. He's always looking at your progress and that you're taking steps to seek his face.
I like that, to seek his face, because there are so many people who really aren't that interested in seeing his face. They just want to see more of the stuff he has.
Yes.
Show me more money. That's show me good. More clothes. Show me another car.
That's good.
Not really that interested in seeing your face.
Wow.
And that is so selfish. That is takes us back to Isaiah 58. You're fasting for the wrong reasons. Do you expect me to hear your prayer?
Wow. And if you even look at Matthew that we just read, Jesus was explaining to them how we as disciples could be a blessing to the man's son. The man's son was dealing with struggles. And the disciples were not able to help. But if we develop a relationship with God through prayer and fasting, then we are equipped with the power that we need to help others.
Yes,
it's all about helping others.
Helping others. Our guest, Crystal Smith, and I. More on prayer and fasting, just a few.